We now begin the 13th parak of Maseches Zvachim. This is 13:1, and the last two chapters of the Masechta deal with the restrictions of doing korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll discuss later on in the next parak the historical times when it was and it wasn't permissible to do certain things. But the basic idea is that from the time that the Mishkan was set up already, and certainly when the Beis HaMikdash was operative, since it was first established as being operative, one was not allowed to do korbanos outside of the designated zone for bringing the korbanos. Okay, so since the Beis HaMikdash for sure, only in the temple's Azara, the courtyard, and during the time of the Mishkan, it had to be specifically in the Chatzer and the courtyard of the Mishkan. Now, in the first psukim there in Vayikra Yud Zayin, 17th chapter of Vayikra, so we have essentially two separate Isurim emerging there, each one carrying the penalty of Karas. So one is the Isur of Shechitas Chutz, of slaughtering a Kodesh, a consecrated animal, outside of the designated place. And the second restriction is called Ha'alas Chutz, the offering up of a korban outside of the proper place, so outside of the temple courtyard. So each of those two crimes carry the penalty of Karas. And usually, if a person does a single thing that's forbidden more than once in one he'elam, in one lapse, so in other words, he's doing malacha for hours and end on Shabbos, or he's eating on, I don't know what, Yom Kippur, or Chametz, on Pesach, and the like. So there's only, even though he ate many pieces of bread on Pesach, he's only liable once for the eating of chametz because it's in one lapse, and same with doing malach on Shabbos for hours on end. It's only one korban if he did it b'shogeg because of one lapse. But if in the middle of the process he's told, no, you can't do that, it's Shabbos today, so then that ends the first lapse, he'll be liable for the achatos for the first one. If then he essentially forgets, this guy has got a terrible short term memory, he forgets and does it a second time, or whatever, makes a mistake the second time, he'll actually be on the hook for doing the very same thing a second time, he'll be on the hook for a second chatas. So just understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is we're talking about a consecrated animal, so it's hektish. If a person would then slaughter it, that's a shechita, and offer it up, the ha'ala, outside of the designated place, outside of the azara, since the basement was built, so then he's on the hook for two separate chataos, because both the shechita and the ha'ala, even if it's in one he'elam, it's in one lapse, but they're two separate Isurim, each one carrying the penalty of Karas, and when a person does an Isur with the penalty of Karas, one gets Karas, divine excision, and a shortened life, and it could be Pshat, his children are cut off, they're different Pshat than what Karas is, but that is when he does it b'mezid intentionally, he does it b'shogeg, not understanding he's doing an Isur at the time he does it, so then the obligation instead of Karas is to bring a Chatas, as always. So with that background, the Mishnah says inside, Hashochet v'hamale b'chutz, if one slaughters, and then he offers up a sacrificial animal outside of b'chutz, outside of the designated area, so then, chayav al hashchita v'chayav al ha'aliyah. He's obligated twice to bring two separate chatas offerings, one for the slaughtering, the shchita, and one for the aliyah, the offering up. Offering up means putting it up onto the mizbeach and burning it. Okay, so it goes up in smoke. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Omer Shachat Bifnim V'Ha'alal B'Chutz Chayav. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili says, yes, if a person shechts the animal in the proper zone, meaning inside the Azara of the temple, and then he takes it outside of the Azara V'Ha'ala, and he offers it up outside, so then yes, he'll be Chayav for the crime of ha'alas chutz, of offering it up outside. However, shachat b'chutz v'ha'ala b'chutz, if he shechts it outside and then offers it up outside, as the first was the case, the opening case of the Mishnah, so then pater, he'll be exempt, at least for the second chatas, exempt for the second chatas because his ha'ala doesn't count. Oh, the shechita, of course, is the shechita, but the ha'ala doesn't count. It's not the problem. Shelo he'ela b'chutz ela davar pasul. Because the thing that he offered up on that mizbeach outside of the designated zone was already an invalid offering. It wasn't an offering. And he learns from the pasuk. So the pasuk says, Vel pesach o'el moed lo yavi enu. You can't bring something which was shechted out of bounds into the proper place. So he understands that's things that would be eligible to go to the Mizbeach otherwise. And since if one shechts outside, it's already pasul, so then he's certainly, if he offers it afterwards outside or offering it up, it's still pasul, so he won't be unhooked for a second time. That's his opinion. Now, the rabbis, not fully understanding his opinion, I think, at first, they say that just makes no sense. Why? Amrullo, the rabbi said to him, Afashochet bifnim u'mala b'chutz. Even if you shechted it inside, when you bring it out, so then, kaven shehotziu psalo. As soon as you bring it out of bounds, there's the iser of yotze. Once you bring something out of bounds, it becomes out of the temple courtyard in this case. So then, it's invalid. And since it's invalid, so it's not supposed to be offered the mizbeach. So even in your scenario, it's if you check it in the proper place and bring it out, the invalidation of yotze, of going out of bounds, kicks in, and no longer it's no longer a valid korban. And therefore, you should be exempt anyways. That's their objection to him. Now, the Mishnah doesn't record Rabbi Yossi Lil's response. That's the end of the Mishnah. And the halacha is, like the Chachamim, indeed, that one is liable for both the Shechita and the Ha'ala, that's done b'chutz. However, what was Rabbi Yossi Lil thinking? So the answer is, Rabbi Yossi Lil, the Gemara says, based on the Braisa, that Rabbi Yossi Lil says you can't, your case is not comparable to my case. If you shechted it inside and then brought it out, so while it was inside, it was a valid korban. It had a shas hechsher, it was valid for a time, just you took it out, that made it invalid. So that kind of offering, if you offer outside, is a penalty of course. But if you shechted it outside, it never was forever a moment eligible to go on the mizbeach on the inside, and therefore it's not eligible. If you bring it up on the outside, you won't be chayiv. The Gemara goes on to say there's actually even a more compelling reason why the comparison shouldn't be made. Because the din is, and we'll see this Be'ez Hashem later on. If a person shechts inside and then brings it out, yotze, that does invalidate the offering, it's true. But if a person then incorrectly brings that invalid offering, the yotze offering, back onto Mizbeach, the din is you leave it up there, you don't take it down. So it's kind of kosher, right? It's acceptable. Not at all comparable to something you shechted outside of the Azara, which if you bring it in and put it on the Mizbeach, then we get that off here. It's not a valid korban. Okay, so really they're not comparable at all. Notwithstanding that, the Chachamim don't accept the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Lili, and therefore the din will be, if one shechts outside and then offers it up outside, he'll be liable twice, two separate chataos, one for the shechitas chutz and one for the ha'alas chutz.